Yeah. Welcome to the Peas in the Pie podcast. This is the Big Groove, Shake Young speaking.
What's good, man? It's John, also known as the Cooking Barber.
And yo, man, it's your boy Jay with the ink. You know what time it is?
Hey, and it's your boy Q. Your baby mama calls me Q. Fellas, what's going on?
Ain't too much, man. That boy already on baby mama. Boy,
I'm telling you, boy. That, hey, boy, you got to watch him, boy.
Your like baby me. Mama they call like me cute, cute.
She nasty. Like
man, how y'all boys' week been going on, man?
Man, I can't lie. Had a pretty good week. Had a pretty good week.
And that barbershop?
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be out that road, man.
Boy, been traveling earlier this week.
What you been on the road for, man?
I went to Phoenix. Came back from Phoenix, went straight to Memphis.
What you got going on, man?
That tattoo.
Nah, Jay on tour.
Oh, Jay with the ink.
With the ink tour, baby.
Okay.
That sound good to me with that fucking ink tour.
Okay, Q, what you got going on?
Real quick, man, shout out to my son, man. It's my boy's birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday, deal. Big deal.
Big deal. How are you, man?
8 years old, man.
Ooh. And happy belated the little world? John.
Yeah.
Be 18.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, soak it in.
Happy birthday.
Man, that's a blessing, man.
For real, man.
8 and 18, 10 years apart.
A day apart.
A day apart.
17th and 18th, man. That's crazy. That's
a sign. The week's been good, man. Everybody living, everybody smiling.
Yeah.
Everything good, fellas.
For real. Man, tell us about the tour a little
bit. That's what I'm about to say, man.
Quick. Yeah, just run it back real quick.
Yeah.
While get flown out to get flown out.
Fill us in, man. Fill the world in and fill me in because I know who more. Pause.
First of all, before. You know, people get it misconstrued. I only travel for elite clientele.
We understand.
Other than that, you got to see me at the shop.
Respect.
You feel me? Like. So, y'all know, well, I just left Phoenix. I tattooed my boy Xavier Thomas and Xavier Leggett. Both them boys getting ready for the draft.
Okay.
That's definitely dope.
That's what's up. So, and you say you went to, that was for in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Supposed to be going back and like, I ain't trying to stay home for a minute.
You done went and made that down, got that bag. It was lucrative. You know what I'm saying?
You got to regroup now. Get yourself back together.
Yeah. You see, you still got that down. Bless the people right here at the crib.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they waiting on you.
Probably slide back in like a little month, though. Okay. But,
that's hard.
Then I went to Memphis. My boy Mario Anderson. This is last year.
Memphis nigga, everywhere I go.
It was crazy because it was like a crazy snowstorm in Memphis.
Bro, was it?
Crazy snowstorm.
I was supposed to be home Monday.
Listen, hold on. Before because I was about to ask you, how was the weather in Phoenix, being that it's winter right now?
Still
was hot?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it wasn't hot.
It's chilly.
Okay. I thought it was kind of hot. Probably.
That desert get cold at night.
It get cold at night. Right. I thought still during the daytime, it still be.
I thought y'all was still feeling 80s
nah,
and
90s. It was like 55 when I was like,
okay,
60.
Okay.
Feel like South Carolina.
Yeah. Sound about right.
Come on back on to the crib.
But that Memphis, what that? That was Memphis when you posted a picture when you had the, like, the snow flurries or whatever in the background.
Yeah. Crazy. So I was surprised to see that in Memphis.
That's hard.
Oh, we.
I didn't know it get cold.
Then you got Memphis, a town that.
Get grizzly.
I don't give a fuck what side you on. All that shit bad.
Like,
my homeboy was telling me, he was like, bro, you need to book your Airbnb in Germantown, bro. That's the outskirts. You know what I'm saying? Woop, 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 woop.
And then come into town to do business.
Yeah, my nigga, we book the B&B. So we ride up the street, go to the little grocery, you know what I'm saying? Grocery store, gas station type shit, get your cigars and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I see Cottonwood Apartment. I'm like, shit, bitch, we ain't too far from the hood.
Y'all
like,
right there in the mix.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Cottonwood, what that's the first 48?
I think that was that NLE.
Yeah.
That
way NLE chopping from.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm an old head. I don't know all that.
Yeah. But shit, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you done had a good smooth trip, round trip. Got a couple bags in the mix and goddamn made it back home.
Made it back safe, for real. That's how you post, Kevin. You know, I'm missing little man. I'm like, bro, keep grinding.
Keep
all that for him.
Yeah.
All he know for who him. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, bro.
He ain't been going that long. He'll, I promise you.
How the women been receiving? How the women been receiving?
Yeah, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Delete all that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't cut all my bitches off. Like,
oh, all.
Not all. I still got like two. But
nah, respect.
Nah, cause listen, bro. One time my mama had hit me. Me and my mama talk every morning, bro.
Mm-hmm.
One time she was just like, I dare you to go through your phone right now and count how many women you texting. Well, I was texting like 23 bitches.
Oh boy, you was Jeez. A compulsive, obsessive texter.
Both of them words could fit.
Yeah. Communicating with that many women, I was just like, bro, I'm doing too much.
You gotta be exhausted. That's why you be flipping out of your head like that.
Your mind all over the damn place. Oh,
bro, that was so long ago, though, bro. That was like summertime. So I just been like,
half a year.
Go
ahead. That was so long ago.
He thought
it was
hot
in October. 6 months ago, you know.
I'll just say.
Hey, with a matter of fact, though, man, speaking of women, though, bro, you was talking about something earlier about down.
Oh, yeah, this
with the guys.
This our somebody, our subject for the day.
Yeah.
Hey, Yoshi, I can't go live. Yeah. No. All right, bet. So listen, the topic of the day is.
Don't do it.
Oh, okay. Listen, boy, y'all niggas stop moving in these girls' house, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
When you were talking about that, that's what I'm talking about.
I just watched a young brother get put out across the street from me, and I'm talking about
across the street from me.
I'm talking about Shotty been so ruthless doing the shit. Like, bro, been sitting outside. I could tell he was in his feelings, just folding his clothes up mm-hmm. slow. She come back out that bitch throwing motion shit on the nigga,
piling on his head,
piling that shit. Then she get to throwing the shit on the ground, like, baby.
It can't be me.
Cause look, and women, I want y'all to understand something. Your nigga only cheat when he ain't feeling like appreciated or wanted or something. Cause, bitch, where you get off telling me you tired and I can't get no pussy? Then y'all be carrying that shit on for weeks too. I just seen one girl post something like, I hate going to sleep knowing that I got to get my man something. Like, bitch, what? So you just want to lay up in here, I pay bills, and you want to pick and choose when you give me some pussy? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cheat.
That bitch probably working too, though. I ain't mean to say bitch, but she probably working too.
Face the wall and wiggle, and that's it won't last that long.
I know that's what I'm saying, but what my thing is, bro, I strongly feel like most of these issues start because of financial situation, the financial issues, or they can't do what they had envisioned inside of a relationship. It's not happening fast enough, and I feel like that's what the first ripple at, you know? That's why I say I ain't
mad. That's all cool and dandy, bro. Uh-huh. But it's some people who financially stable and still don't get no pussy from their wife.
Oh, yeah, they crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
for real. Most of that starts.
That's crazy, though. That's
because look, if you ain't got no money, you shouldn't even be worrying about no pussy.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what a lot of niggas issue. That's the real topic we was talking about, because niggas ain't nigging and bitches ain't bitching, right? Yeah. Women ain't women, right? And niggas ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these niggas is ones complaining they ain't got no damn money.
Cause bro, you can't don't go laying up in that woman's house thinking you just came dangling.
That's what I'm saying. Back to what you were saying. Yeah, back to what you were saying. She dropping the damn clothes on his head.
That's why she gonna treat you like that.
Can't drop no clothes on his head.
She gonna go deal with a shrimp dick nigga who pay all the bills, bro.
Bingo, that's what I'm saying.
I promise you, like, please stop thinking.
So that's the
problem. You king dangling. And you can go, you can do it, you know what I'm saying? But it's 2024, buddy. These bitches don't give a fuck about that. Some of these hoes tell you they want some money before you even get a conversation up out of them.
That was going that's on right now. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's most of the issues
bills
right
the
now.
Whole table.
Yeah.
You see that?
That go down to knowing yourself too as a man, bro. Because only an insecure nigga going to leave with their money.
Like, right.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Because you know that's how
I'm. Oh, what you say? Come get this little thousand. Boy, you sound stupid as fuck. You paying for that bit.
Right. I ain't vouching for a nigga to do that, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, when you trying to seek for a relationship and you want to set boundaries and you know what I'm saying, borders inside of a household or inside a relationship, where you got to really be that man inside of that relationship, and that's where we're failing at, because we ain't really had those proper examples. That's why I say we've been raised by single mothers, most of us. You know what I'm saying?
I mean that is a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. I can't take that away from it.
Cause like I say, most of us like shit. It either a nigga done had, you know what I'm saying, he done had problems with the law to where he got a felony where he can't really get a job like that. He can't get nothing in his name. You know what I'm saying? Or he ain't even ever knew how to. So the first thing he do, he know how to get some money though. He got a little bitch. She tight. Ooh, she got something going on. Hey, but yeah, boom, boom, I'm moving. You know what I'm saying? Cause it sounds sweet. That was the thing we was watching, like dope boy type shit. Like, I got damn, I got a bitch, woo. But then soon as shit get tight, shit, guess what? Everything in her name. And then as soon as you ain't doing what you was in the beginning, cause that shit get real, that's a lot of our problems jumping out the porch because we ain't really had proper examples. We ain't seen Pops in the house. Ergo, cute. He said it'd never be him. Pops in the crib. Proper example of how a man working every day, how he running the crib. So, but a lot of us ain't had that example. So we jump out. But that's the thing, that's the beauty about being a man too, and that's the advantage we have over women, I feel like, and they don't learn that until it's too late. We mature. We got the ability to keep maturing. You know what I'm saying? But they got...
But you got
the... They got the ability, but they don't. And I feel like they have a small window when it comes to, because reproduction and all, like, man, we can keep having babies. We can start a family when we 60 years old. We finally got it right. You feel me? So it is like women understand that y'all still got to try to seek this man because y'all don't have the window like we. Y'all keep trying to compare yourself to us. But us as men, we got to get better too. You know what I'm saying? So that's I think fact, that's the first problem.
Everybody ain't no man.
Right. We ain't had the examples, bro.
I mean, shit, I ain't had the example, bro.
We late. You ain't been how you is, bro. We just not getting to the point where we satisfied.
Yeah, I would lock up 4 years, though, bingo, bro. I lost time.
Bingo. So. And then you got out. Guess what? You got with the girl. You got in the crib. You went through it, though. And all I'm saying is yeah. We all been through it. We in a position now we can speak back and look
but
back on it.
But some niggas don't learn from mistakes, bro.
That's they why I say we have the ability to mature and we speaking on it.
But if that the case, women teach. Do the same thing, though. Because it's hard same. Raising kids, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I shit. Like,
I know.
That shit rough.
It's hell.
From what aspect do you say that? It's hard to raise kids.
All that crying mother? And shit.
Oh.
No, that's no, this is a part of it.
I don't want to hear no. All that shit, boy.
No, that's just man. Yeah, that's not hard.
I thought you were talking about just like her just having...
That shit give me a panic attack.
Listen, man, women go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Trying to raise these children out here. But at the same time, it's a single... It's a mother trying to... I seen something today where it was on a podcast, Big Loon, then he was talking to Ajna. And then he was talking about how women, or either she said something about like she can have all the tools, or she can have all the tools in a bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I gotta teach them how to be tough, how to goddamn stand up for itself. Ooh, I gotta give them all these tools, but I don't know how you can march to the man, the boy with all the a bag full of tools, but you don't know how to. Show them how to use the tools. And that's what a man is. And so it's like the women, they try their best, but it's a lot of things that they still need the men for examples, on how to do things because she ain't even living that. She just know as a woman what
shit,
she, you know what I'm saying?
That shit kind of go back to what you said, though. Like, if she been raised around a husband, bro, I'm pretty sure she can raise her son to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she ain't had no...
Our generation of women ain't ever been around them, though.
Bro, listen.
I'm just
my mama did it. My mama did it with me. I had a stepdaddy, but, like, he ain't like... Me and my stepdaddy really just not getting close. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really had no manly talks with my stepdaddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got advice from my mama, bro. I know how women think off my mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could use that and put that in any type of situation. Oh, yeah, like. Right.
What she spoke on, she was saying, like, and it, I believe that she was saying about what the woman job is and what they be failing at is, their job is, you know, they got a capability of setting and building that foundation, a strong, sturdy foundation inside of that man, inside of that boy. The father is supposed to build that house up. What their problem is, and she's saying that what women's problem is, they try to do things that they ain't got a capability of doing. They're trying to build a house instead of building that foundation. She was like, because, yeah, he might make mistakes, but is that foundation strong in that house? Wind blow it down, foundation still there. House fight still there. Their problem is they trying to build the house. And I was like, yeah, that shit dope. Like, and that's back to my point, what I'm saying. Like, they got the mentality, but, bro, you went through a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you're an avid citizen, an example of, all right, my mama raised me, and I went straight through, no problems. Like, father there, hey, boy, you snatching your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nigga, your ass, a lot of things you made. I ain't saying you wouldn't, but no. A lot of things you probably wouldn't, bro, because you had a solid example. Like, what the fuck I'm doing? He upside your fucking head. Mm-hmm. Mom can't do but so much after a while, and that be the problem, you know what I'm saying? And she ain't want to coddle too much. She wants you to be tough. You know what I'm saying? And the next thing you know, she done raise a goddamn gangster.
But at the same time, it ain't like, as a mother, bro.
They doing their best. I ain't knocking mama.
Nah, man. I'm just saying, though. Like, nigga, you know how many niggas not taking care of their kids?
Say like, it again.
You know how many niggas not taking care of their kids? Like, niggas get mad at the mama because she dealing with somebody else. So if you in that situation as a mama, shit, you ain't making no excuses, nigga. You just going to do the best you could do.
It's rare, though, bro. It's rare that it's that way. It's
usually the other way. I can name 10 niggas right now not taking care of their kids and get 400 likes posting in the designer every week.
Because they don't like the baby mama?
Yes. I don't give a fuck how much you don't like your baby mama. That ain't gonna stop me from dealing with my
baby.
But
I'm just saying, if she's keeping, did she try to keep them away from the children and then they finally just say fuck it? Or cause that's what it usually be. Most of the kids ain't gonna have resentment because they don't fuck with the mama.
My daddy told me straight up he ain't wanting to intervene with my mama and my stepdad had going on.
And she probably made it hard for him too.
Boy, what?
I don't, bro.
Nigga. Some women. Daddy used to tell me he coming to get me, bro. I'm standing at the door.
Okay.
My nigga, like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My daddy don't even know my birthday, bro.
That's what I'm saying. We the niggas that's fucked up that got the world fucked up. That's why you were enhancing what I'm saying. Like that's what I was saying, bro. We grew up like that, bro. And that's what got the world kind of fucked up right now.
But I'm just saying,
it's
though,
the same cycle.
It don't make a woman just gonna do what she can do, bro. Right. Like, especially if that man on some shit, like, fuck it. Bro, we ain't never gonna be like that, bro.
We ain't never
gonna let a situation deter us from our kids, bro. But, facts. You know, it's some niggas like that, bro.
I feel you on that. Real talk, it's a lot of them, like you say.
Nigga, I done been talking to a girl. Baby daddy call the phone. Yeah, let that nigga take care of the baby. Let the nigga take care of him then. Don't call me. Like, bro, what? Nigga, what I got to do with you and your seed? I ain't fucked for this.
Yeah. See, now I don't know. Word. Some of them women be crucial though.
Yeah. But yeah, at the end of the day, just have your shit together. We can't keep bouncing.
You didn't win, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's it.
Y'all drinking?
Yeah, take a shot. Okay. Shots up before we switch.
So we got.
Insecure men, insecure women.
Ooh wee, boy. Ooh wee.
I'm about to say one.
Who want to go first? Because I'm going to have a lot to say on this one.
Insecure men and insecure women? Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to speak on it.
Hold on. We're going to.
They both, you know.
We're going to do insecure men first. And what we're going to do, everybody get like 2 minutes.
And it's talk, bro. No. Come on, man. It's talk.
I was just asking. Yeah. Me, Carter had already had this conversation. Yeah. This could get cut out easily.
Yeah, I'll edit that
part. Yeah, I already
know. I'll edit that part out. But y'all got to go and find it. Let me know when y'all listen to it, when you listen back, just tell me what you want cut out.
I think that's like...
Bad.
Everybody remember that 13 minute?
It's not going to be the same as on here.
Oh, okay. I thought I was doing something.
All right, take a shot, man.
I don't know, man. I don't think one is better than the other.
What?
When it comes to insecure men and insecure women,
I don't know. Insecure woman kind of
both
kind of worse.
A little,
because like they like a little bit too emotional.
No, I'm looking.
A
for
woman a, can be emotional. Emotional.
I don't want no insecure man around insecure me. Man. Emotional insecure man.
Listen, to what I'm saying though, it depends on the type of insecure too. Because boy, some bitches boy be so insecure, bro. It's like, what can I do?
Leave her.
Exactly.
But guess
leave
what?
Leave her.
It's gonna be a lot of women that feel that way because. Possibly, I'm not saying a man had to do it to her, but she could be insecure for more than one reason. And I only say that because women can be more emotional than a man. So the insecurity really could be like self-sabotage. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody made you feel this way. It's like internal. You don't feel like you're pretty enough. You don't feel like you da-da-da-da. A man shouldn't, in my mind, shouldn't have those particular issues. Only thing you should think about is getting a couple dollars.
I think the only thing that kind of make men insecure is like
being broke.
The internet. The internet kind of got niggas like, It's easy. It's easier to compare. Let me, if you let me finish, it'll make sense. The internet kind of make niggas insecure because it's easier to compare races. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hop on social media and see a nigga living his life. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got every car, got all the clothes. Now you upset because you can't do that, or you can't get nowhere close to that, or you don't know how you even gonna get close to, you know what I'm saying? That be the hard part about being a man. Knowing you can be the shit and you not shit at the moment.
But that what I say.
But you got the,
I think that's the difference between men and women, because most guys, that cattiness don't really exist if they're a man's man. He see it and he motivated more or less, like.
But some niggas be haters, bro. Everybody don't
Take
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We got the word for haters. It's called haters. Yeah, now I say a man's man, most men, that, we just speaking on men and women on being insecure or whatever. I'm just like, I'm with the guys when they saying like men shouldn't really. And it's very few things that I feel like should cause a man insecurity in that. And number one on the list comes from probably mama, like straight family, like that can kind of shape or you know, weaken your integrity or what you think about yourself, because that, you know what I'm saying, that moms or that pops or that family members, they know you best. But outside of that, I feel like a man, like he's seeing something else. If he a man's man, he gonna turn up. Like, damn, why ain't, shit, he doing that shit, I can do that shit too. Like, you might even ask him, because most men ain't haters if he getting some bread. Like, boy, hell, this is all you gotta do. To whereas women, they gotta go through the competition of women ain't wanna tell them how to get on the turn up or whatever, or if she pretty, she wanna segregate herself, she above you, so you can't even hang with, you can't be in the mix with it. To with guys, it ain't really like that. Like, if you feeling insecure, you probably just a whole ass nigga.
I know some pretty bitches who like hanging around ugly bitches because they know they look the best out the group.
Sounds like insecurity.
Yeah. That's insecurity.
But
what I'm saying, that's what women though. That's what I'm saying. Guys,
you
know, ain't doing that.
They making it.
I ain't about to hang with a nigga because he, or you know what I'm saying? Cause like, boy, I'm gonna hang with this nigga because he ain't got no money and he ugly. Yeah. Nah.
But it'd be the complete. It'd be the complete.
Compare coins with their homies. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
So and so. Oh, so and so got a nice ring and a nice house, and with so that's the woman bringing it to you, and you like, bro, that okay.
Yeah. But see, guess what niggas do? Niggas don't hang around nobody broke. But I'd be damned if they don't try to get around the rich nigga.
But that's the motive. That's what you're supposed
to
do. That's what you're supposed to do, though.
No, hell no.
Yes, it is.
If you don't know that nigga.
No, but men. No, I ain't say, yeah, you're right about that. But I'm just saying, and logically, they say you hang around people that ain't got nothing going on, you ain't got nothing going on. So that's why I say, so when people be like, boy, ain't nobody was around me until I got start getting it. I mean, duh. Because that's how the world works, bro. In all actuality, you ain't going to hang around no niggas that ain't got no work, no clientele that can't tell you nothing about tattooing. But that don't mean you dick chasing a dick ride and you trying to advance and get better too. And most guys will lend that olive branch, be like, hell yeah, bro. Ain't nothing but some money.
Well, bro, you can't expect a nigga just to change your situation, bro.
I ain't say you expecting a nigga. I'm still speaking on the insecurity and why it's fucked up for a man to be insecure and a woman, because
I'm
we ain't really got no reason to, because there's so many opportunities for us to up and
I'm
get
saying
better.
This nigga who...
But haters
who
is different
got,
now.
Who don't... And that's what I'm trying to say.
What we talking about insecure.
God damn. If you let me finish, Rico, it'll make sense.
Go ahead.
Listen to what I'm saying, though, bro. If a nigga don't got no money, and you see a nigga with money that you don't know, because we in Florence County, bro, and I ain't trying to call out no names, but, you know, like, it downshow a lot of meat riding going on, bro.
Right.
Like,
for
that,
sure.
That just it. And as soon as you tell a nigga no, now y'all got beef. You feel what I'm saying?
But is that a man or is that a hater?
Bruh, it ain't like you know it until you tell the nigga no, bro.
That's facts.
Real talk.
But after the fact, though.
Don't nobody ever know that this nigga hating on them until that shit come about. You might have your little thought or the thought in the back of your mind, but most niggas wait on a small situation to turn that shit big, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nah, a small situation that brought out all your feelings about me. You feel me? Like, and it wasn't even that deep.
Facts. I feel you.
Real talk. Yeah, and me as a man, bro, I ain't never looked for no nigga to be my saving grace.
Right.
I look for real though, bro, cause like you can't. It hard, bro. It's weird, bro. Like niggas don't even think it cool to get a job no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like
women too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, boy. I know some bitches that work.
And I know some bitches that don't want to work because the government has shut them off.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, now that, see, I don't know no bitches in that category yet.
You might not know you know them.
That's
look, okay,
and that's another level to her. Right, and that's another level to her insecurity.
The women that you know be doing stuff to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the mic, bro.
But the IRS may not know they making that money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only saying that to say that. But right. Again, like,
and that's why I say
I feel like a lot of, like I said, women insecurities to me is still gonna run deeper because
for sure,
yeah, as a man, it sometimes it just be random arguments. Random. You know, it's just stuff come up that you know ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on. But she trying to compare her lifestyle possibly to somebody else's lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You be and you can be like, you know what? You right. They might have more than us, but guess what? Do she motivate her man? Or she complaining all the time? Does she push her man or she complaining all the time?
Me personally, bitch, once you start complaining about what we don't got and you ain't contributing by. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure go.
Real talk. Cause social media got these bitches thinking, oh, men ain't providers. Men ain't providers. Y'all ain't nurturers or lovers.
And can't cook no more.
Yeah. Real talk.
Can't cook no more.
You think
they don't know how to make a man desire them.
Why the fuck do you think in this economy right now you just can lay up in my house and be pretty all day, my nigga?
That's it.
Instagram.
That's it.
Like, now that's not now social media has done that. I ain't say
that's right, cause y'all they be comparing. I mean, they be comparing like
just when
they
coochie, don't make it good.
My grandma ain't never worked. My mama ain't never worked. Fucking rent was $67.
Word. And your grandma had 11 kids to raise,
and she did everything.
And cooked three times a day.
And your granddaddy could quit school in the seventh grade and go work at the railroad.
Right.
That's not how the world work no more.
And guess what?
A house with 30,000.
Not saying I condone domestic violence because I don't at all. But granddaddy
don't
was
say it.
Granddaddy, grandpa was oops upside grandma on top. Oops up. Oops.
And then, bro, being for real, shit. Grandma used to let granddaddy cheat. Yeah. In peace. That's where that line came from.
And guess what?
He home this way home at.
And listen,
he home every night.
If she didn't let him, guess what? Oops. Upside. Hey, what you going? Like, come on. I run this. So it's a different time, like y'all say, man. They see you can't even yell at your woman right now. You might get locked up.
For real.
For real. He threatened me. Now he paying all the bills in there and he got to sleep in his car tonight. Unless he get locked up if he get caught back around here tonight. That's crazy.
See, that
cause she feels some type of way right now. Cause she might look through your phone or somebody text you.
That was my situation, bro. What?
And like John said, they still can't fucking cook.
These bitches can't cook. These bitches barely can clean. They can't wash no clothes. One bitch washed my clothes, bro. This bitch washed towels and my dark clothes in the same fucking load. My clothes linen as fuck. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is you doing?
It can't sweep.
She had to be under 25.
No, it ain't, bro.
No. I had to try to blame it on something because that's horrible.
No.
Man, I'm telling you.
So I'm like.
The towels and they with the.
Bitch, my shirt's expensive.
Word. Now I need a lint roller.
Come on, man.
Listen, man.
They can't ride no dick. They can't suck no dick.
Oh, man.
Can't take no dick.
I say, like, sex is trash. It's mid as hell.
And I ain't never heard a girl say they got some bad coochie.
All
y'all think y'all got good
100%
coochie?
100% of y'all think y'all got fire.
Yeah, we ain't
on y'all is delusional.
Yeah, and then it used to be just the fine bitches who used to like require money. Like, oh, yeah, nigga, I need money. Now you got the big blocks, bow leg.
Knock knees.
Skinny. Like, everybody just think they fine and require money.
Come on, man. Just because you was born with it don't make it good.
Right. It's because people... One guy liked it, too.
Yeah. And guess what? He probably ain't had a lot of cheeks to compare it to.
It's usually like
that. Because he's a square like you a square.
And you gave him the best
And guess what? The first thing his insecure ass going to do. Listen to what you say and give up some money. So now you feeling like you deserve money because you done caught that one dummy.
It's the power of it.
Bitch, I'm going to tell you like this right here. I ain't got nothing for you.
That's the few power of it. I feel like they done lost the power of it though because like, there's too many hoes.
Quincy, what you say? I was going out to eat anyway. You just happened to be my guest, my baby.
That's it.
I was going to Dubai anyway. You just happened to be my guest.
Do y'all think it's still any power in pussy?
No.
Depends especially on who the nigga is. Like, it's different now.
Especially if she on her story every day shaking that motherfucker. Because I ain't gonna lie, in my eyes, I be like, bitch, you sitting in here shaking this ass all day in a hotel room. I know what you doing. Mm-hmm. I know what you doing.
Ain't no way you look for a husband.
Oh my God. Then when you scroll through the story after her shaking that big old ass, clapping that ass, oh, y'all niggas gonna respect me. Don't be coming at me all crazy in my inbox.
If you ain't got much cash, but see,
okay. Bitch, girl. What?
So that's why I asked the question, because to me, that's no power. You still selling an advertisement. I was saying.
That's what I was saying. Just say you sell it.
Yeah, that's why I say so. I don't think it's no power in pussy. It's still a device or a tool at this point that you're using. But with the women that you're speaking on, I feel like the power that the women used to have had women looking out for women. So nigga had to do extra more because it was more good girls in the city or neighborhood than hoes. Now
they took care of her.
That's what I'm saying. And so in every neighborhood now, it's like two good girls. When it used to be like two hoes that everybody knew and ran through, and everybody else good girls, man, you can't get it unless you do. Now it's like
the other way around.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna say just hoe because she fucking everybody, but it's like the nigga got a job and a little money, he can fuck. And she got it going on. So it makes it hard for the good girl. You feel me? She got some morals about her and all that. You know what I'm saying? But
all right. And the fella, stop spending your money trying to impress a broke bitch. Like, that bitch ain't got shit. So how can she dictate and tell you, you got to have this, this, that, and the third to fuck with me?
Because she's selling
bitch,
it.
Bitch, you don't even got nothing but bra and panties. Like,
that's it. When she's selling it like that, niggas buying. That's why I say it's a
that
different.
Go down to these insecure ass niggas.
No, nigga.
Yeah, nah. I'm about to say, nigga could just be a square. He don't gotta be insecure.
That's a nigga.
I don't think a square and an insecure nigga the same nigga.
No, they not the same.
Everybody not shaking that ass now. Everybody not shaking that ass on that store.
I don't know. Yeah, I was
it's
just
some
speaking
bitches
on the
who
one.
Don't shake their ass just think they fine and they just think you got to pay them to talk to them.
They just still getting suckers. Because they selling it, though. They out there. I'm saying the women that got... I'm saying the P-Power was woman that walking down the hall, she ain't revealing or nothing, and you dying to get with her. Like, and she going to make you jump through them hoops. Like, I said, back in the day, I had uncles and cousins and shit. The nigga had two beepers. Nigga couldn't goddamn part. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because her homegirl and the other bitch that don't even know her going to tell, like, nah, woo-woo, because that's how women was united, and it was power in that shit. That would cause it to be power in it, because this women uniting on one front. Like, this nigga ain't about to run through here like that. Like, I don't even know her, but I'm about to tell her nigga been on the street. And the woman, they believed it. Nowadays, bitch, best friend to fuck you.
Oh, yeah, I
sly
know.
Sly on the sly, so it makes it hard for the good sister. Girl. So, therefore, it's no
power. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters.
That's why I
said real sister.
So, Bigo. So, that's why I say it's no power, because, what, man, come on. If you ain't on that type of time, shorty right beside you got a better job, more bread, and a blow
them
my
girls
top.
Say sis on a new story every day.
Sis, oh, okay.
You ain't know that girl. Stop the lie.
Exactly.
You just don't want her to give your man none.
If that the case, niggas too, though.
Listen, you may have a lot of younger male niggas that's giving you that energy, but I don't have that on my timeline.
Most bro,
my
guys, I'm a fucking tattoo artist, bro. I mean, different personalities.
You
every day.
You speaking more so like it was neutral when I feel like it's more
when
so.
When niggas come get a tattoo from me, bro, that shit be like a fucking psych session, bro.
What they be
I
speaking
on?
On
that chair, I cut hair, so I totally understand.
Asking y'all type of questions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
what they speak on?
What you mean?
That what, like
one nigga probably like last week sometime, bro, before I even left for Memphis, bro. Me and I ain't gonna say his name. Anyway, we get the we get to chopping it up and shit, and he was just like, shit, bro, I be watching you on Snapchat and shit, and bro, you be speaking some real shit, especially when it comes to dealing with these women, bro. So like, bro, some niggas just need to hear that shit because they ain't never heard it.
Yeah.
They think they doing it right.
That's why I'm saying. They feel like, the same way, but they don't know how to put it into words or something.
Right, bro. So
that's why
I get to speak on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I talk to numerous young niggas. Bro, a nigga just asked me to be his mentor. I don't know how to do that shit. So
yeah, that's respect. But that's no reason to take it because it sounds cool.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm still figuring it out myself. Real talk. Before I teach you the right direction.
That's why I say that's the beauty of men and we maturing. We have the power to do that, but we ain't had the proper examples for the most part, bro. Right. We getting it together now, and we able to put it together and speak on it and talk to the youth, the people that younger than us right. anyway. You know what I'm saying? The people that ain't per se went through what we have been through thus far. You know what I'm saying? So we got a little examples to give and spit back on. Hold on. You know what? We're going to switch it. Hey, what about these Cowboys? What? Cowboys got their ass.
Oh, you a cold ass nigga.
Because I'm going to go to the Eagles too, but I had to, you know, we're going to switch the temperature. Yo, we were getting too down, lock into these
I had called. I had called Carter like, bro, I wish I was home to see that, bro.
I ain't even went over there because I thought they was going to do that thing. It was going to be an easy dub.
Man, I wanted to see John. You know John be funny, bro. Listen, when them Cowboys on TV.
Like I tell them boys,
I'm hoping that boy ain't hurt himself.
Listen, what Claude and Ray say? You gave up whole win, nigga. Where your team is? I'm deflecting. Who your team is? You got two teams, and neither one of them together ain't in the goddamn playoffs.
No.
We took a loss. Jordan Love looked real nice out there. I can't tell you. My defense was trash.
But
that game.
That's what I'm trying to say. Don't come at me. Because
I gotta come at you. I gotta talk back.
The game, better than the game. But it's a contradiction because the game of games is the one that y'all shitting on.
Yeah, I'm rooting for y'all though. That's what I'm saying.
Shit running down your leg.
I don't give a damn.
I'm rooting for you. I'm a Cowboy fan. I just want you to speak up. I was rooting for you. I was mad just like you.
No, I get that.
So but what are you saying?
I gotta say that. Because if a nigga don't have a team, then we ain't nothing to talk about.
Man, that's all I'm saying. Back down, man. Okay. Okay.
So, but y'all been talking. Listen, y'all been talking. Okay.
Just to Rico.
I've been a realist the whole time we had a conversation.
Why the fuck is we acting like y'all don't do this every year?
That's what I'm about to say.
So why is it so much of a.
But either one of y'all teams better than mine.
The Falcons, yes. No. Y'all ain't won shit since the fucking 90s.
And when y'all won something?
When the last time we been so play further than y'all?
I don't know. It's one Super Bowl per year. So I don't know what you want to talk about.
In the time that your son has been born, we've been to more Super Bowls than y'all.
Okay, that's
so. So we're better than y'all.
Never.
Y'all a regular season team.
You don't even believe that.
Y'all a regular season team.
We come to Atlanta this year, coming up 2024. Let's
please,
go together.
Let's go. Let's go
together.
So y'all can win. So y'all can win 14 games and still lose in the wild card.
I wasn't even trying to crank it, bro.
Just being that.
I was just bringing it up because I was.
Nigga, this was Quincy Jones.
I wanted to see what he felt like about his team.
This was fucking Tony Romo. This was.
I'm only talking about the most recent loss we have. All that other stuff, I can't bring that.
Bro, I'm saying it should be a norm.
Nah.
Y'all niggas hop y'all ass on that book talking about the Cowboys. It's about the
I ain't wanted us to get into it about
ain't heard
that, bro.
Me mention Super Bowl.
Listen, my thing was.
You say what?
You ain't heard me mention Super Bowl. Listen, anybody that know me know I'm speaking real 97% of the time.
Right. That's why I'm trying to get you to understand, bro. You came at me from my head. I was just trying to get your opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
I was trying to get you up.
The barber shop in the streets at the light or the gas station. If somebody make it to me, guess what my next question is? Who your team is? Because I know. I deal with it for the past 38 years of my life. So I know exactly.
And the last time y'all won the Super Bowl, you was 8.
I ain't wanted to go to the competing and buy 12. Teams. My team is still better.
If you say so.
Yeah. We still ain't neither one of us going to the fucking Super Bowl, if you want to be technical. That's why I'm saying I was just wanting to see how you felt about. Like,
your Patriots not better.
Nigga.
I just wanted to see how you felt about goddamn the upcoming goddamn season and how you think about y'all resigning.
Atlanta, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said Bengals possibly, Atlanta.
What
no.
is that like?
I'm just talking about teams. I'm just talking about teams.
I don't know. No, I was just talking about you. When I brought up the Cowboys, right? I was talking about how y'all feel about how you feel about y'all re-signing the coach. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know what your take was on it, bro. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to be funny or nothing because I expected y'all to get the dub. I was rooting for y'all. I wanted to. I don't like
edit this, right? The Cowboys were part of this. So that's how I'm gonna be. My back against the wall, and I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. So
that's fine,
bro.
That's fine.
Oh
that's
my
just
god,
me.
Bro.
So it is what it is.
I just thought
we made Jordan Love look like a guy.
Nah, look, because them Cowboy fans different, bro. I had to.
I understand. I thought he was like that. He just showed me he was.
I had to get on the young nigga ass about that shit. I just
brought up sports because we got sports as a topic.
Niggas ain't no real fans around this bitch. Niggas ain't been in no home game. Niggas ain't even been to the game. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking about.
I was just thought.
I know you ain't been to a home game.
I thought we was on me.
Nah, hell no. I'm talking about the rest of these motherfuckers, because one nigga got so hyped Niggas say I ain't never started at Wilson playing football. I was like, damn, what?
He said you or him?
Me. I was like, nigga, what? What the fuck is you talking about? Like, y'all
he
get on this.
He was young.
He was mad and young.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I got on his ass. Your ass was a linebacker with 45 tackles, and 75 of them was missed.
What?
How you stop getting on this bitch acting like a fucking All-American, bro. Real talk. Nigga ain't even got a JUCO off out that bitch. And acting like they fuck, he ain't got an all region.
Yeah.
But you the toughest, boy, shut the fuck up. Like, well, it don't even be that serious, bro.
For real.
The football ain't did shit for your ass, but got you on the internet crying and telling people they were sorry. And everybody, bitch, wouldn't even play football if I rolled Wilson.
Oh, wait.
And then when y'all was playing, you acting like you so fine. Y'all niggas won probably 6 games in your whole 4 years.
No.
While you was there.
Damn, yeah, they was sorry as hell.
Sorry as fuck. So you want to sit here and act rough and tough like you just was out there. You ain't even known for football. You just known because your sister fine.
What?
Yeah.
Man, don't do that.
Damn. That'll get you on, though.
Real talk, that nigga had me shitting, boy.
That shit'll get you on. I know a couple niggas that had some fine sisters that was, like, relevant. I was like, why you ain't really relevant?
Don't nobody know you. Fine. Then you on here talking football. Your friend's good. You not.
You not at all.
You play beside all Americans. Them niggas getting offers where they just skip past you, but you was so good. Shut the fuck up.
The boys probably should have cut the roster down, man. Gave a lot of people hope, yo.
Like I say, when you won 6 games in 4 years, it ain't hard being the one of the most productive niggas out there.
If you do anything in the gym, yeah. If you do any kind of working, you got down. You should be all right if y'all losing like that. Somebody got to stand.
Let me make my dog Quincy proud right quick.
Respect.
Hey, boy, I drive with the paddle shifters, my boy.
He talking with the paddle shifters.
On the third pedal.
Bro, I don't give a fuck.
So don't break up the key. What you do?
Nah.
You
don't care.
Oh, you got gears and shit in the car you don't use?
Nah, I don't got a clutch. You know what I'm saying? So
you clicking.
Yeah,
and he's saying you ain't old. Look at this nigga. Look at this rustic ass nigga.
Right, because he got a fucking stick shift BMW. Right, I'm not getting in that shit. I don't know nothing about no stick shift, bro.
I don't either.
I can't get in that bitch and save my life.
I
want
to drive the tractor right now for a video that I got going on. I cannot move that bitch.
The tractor.
So with me hitting the paddle shifters, what's different?
I just want to down pull up to the damn mic.
So the clutch. You would hit the clutch before you shift.
Hit the clutch. Take your foot off the glass, gas, hit the clutch, change gears, let off the clutch, hit the gas again.
Say it again?
He was saying.
Say it again?
He was asking as far as what's the difference between him hitting the paddle shifters and changing gears. I was like, your car, you're matching.
Coordination.
Coordination and list steps. That's basically it. Coordination and list steps, because like I said, for me to change a gear, I got to take my foot off the gas.
But I taught myself how to drive with the paddle shifters, for real.
That's a
start.
Start. Yeah,
it is.
It's a start.
That's it down sure is. It like
knowing your rev meters.
Because it's like being on a dirt bike.
The RPMs. Pay attention to the RPMs.
Yeah.
But see how I started, right? I just paid attention to how it shift on its own, where it was shifting at, you know what I'm saying, where it downshift at.
Mm-hmm.
And automatic.
And that's all depends on how you drive in the car, too, because your car is going to do it as a... We're just riding around driving, changing gears at like 3,000 RPMs. But if you're driving, you're going to raise the RPMs up a little higher.
Mm-hmm. I switch between that 4 and that 5.
4 to 5. And then it all depends on what your rev line is for your specific car. Not the red line, but the rev line as far as... Because you can red line it. That's just going all the way to the red line, then changing.
Yeah.
That's if you're racing, you're going to more so do that.
Right.
Everyday driving, you're going to go at a lower RPM, change your gears. What speed is your car? Is it 10 speed, 8 speed?
8 speed.
And so you got to know the duration between that too. So it's a lot of stuff to work out. You got to know your car.
Mm-hmm. That shit's stronger in that manual mode too.
Oh, yeah, when you're clicking.
Yeah, because like I said, if you got an automatic, your car going to shift with the computer. It's going to shift at a lower RPM. When you say more powerful, yeah, because you bring it past the RPM that regular daily driving ain't probably.
That second gear get off.
Second gear probably is a lot of times it's a ride around town. It's like a takeoff gear. Okay, so if I'm in my five speed, when I'm slowing down,
you can go straight to the second.
I stay in second gear. I don't never go down to first gear.
For real?
You can pull from second gear, and that's not a V6 car.
I know about it. I be down.
Like a Mustang, you can hold first gear to 45 mile per hour.
What?
Yeah, because it got a high rev meter. Your car probably ain't got as high as I know your car. Any challenge, Mustang got the highest rev meter out of Camaros and everything like that too. Mm-hmm. You can hold a gear longer and stuff like that. So it all depends.
Where? Yeah, man. Hell of an episode, y'all, boy. Tease in the pod.
That's it?
We only got like 4 minutes.
I thought he said, man, are you?
He said 45 minutes. 45 minutes worth of conversation.
Yeah, so like, just go ahead and tell. You always want to tell people, unless you don't want to be found on social media, you go ahead and tell them how they can find you on social media. Okay. And you go and find a way. Until next time, with Peas in the Pod.
Baby.
You got it?
Facts.
Go ahead, you can start, because I ain't going to do nothing but edit it. So.
I bet.
Let's still be talking.
You know, this is your boy Jay with the Ink. I appreciate y'all for joining us tonight. Social media, you can find me on social media. All social media is at Jay with the Ink. 2 Y's and JAYY. You know, real simple, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't come in my inbox asking me crazy stuff about tattoos. If you ain't ready to book an appointment, that shit is like a pet peeve.
For real. Or ready for the answer.
I swear to God. Then y'all be acting like somebody told me I be taxing. Let your budget match your imagination. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting on you for 5 hours for $200. That's what them niggas do. I'm past that. I'm sorry. You should have caught me when I was tattooing out the room. You know what I'm saying? Either grow with me, man, or get left behind, bro. Like, I ain't did none of your tattoos, G. You feel me? So just go to who the hell you been going to.
Yeah.
Your first time.
You feel me? Because this nigga right here is a traveling tattoo artist, NFL clientele, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want this shit, twin, you got to pay for this shit, twin.
And that's what's going on.
You feel me? Like, I'm talking about top tier artwork. Then y'all niggas be saving $150 for
best
some raggedy
man
ass
in the game.
Lines.
Best easy. Portrait man in the game.
Appreciate
bitch, look
you,
3D. Like, on God. I'm black as West. It's nice. I'm about to get one, and I know he gonna put gramps on me.
On baby.
I'm black as nice now. I'm gonna show you.
On baby. Word. Most you know, like white tattoo artists, they turned on dark skinned people or turned on people of our complexion, bro, because they don't know how to work on black people.
It makes sense though, man.
When you book an artist, bro, you could tell if they work on black people because they don't have no black people in their pictures. It just be straight white people. Yeah. White, light skinned people. My people be all tones.
Show up. All the damn colors show up.
Real
right.
Tough.
Right. Hey, you got that advantage.
When
though,
you put that white in Gramps' hair, eyes, and teeth,
that big old look so crazy.
I know it's gonna pop.
Mm-hmm. I got the photo. Hell yeah, man! It's been nice. This Shake Young, man. We y'all can find me on every platform at Shake Young. Instagram, Snapchat. I'm back on Snapchat. I'm on TikTok, going crazy. Yeah, man, I rap, I hoop, I spray. Take the S out, I pray every day. Yeah, and y'all can find me at Shake Young on all platforms, man. Peas in the Pod podcast, for real.
Yo, you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat at @thisguy_JJ. It's your boy, John John. On Facebook, John, middle initial J. Johnson for the last name.
I am not really a social media presence. So if you're looking for me, you probably won't find me.
Nigga go fuck your bitch, boy. That nigga sneaky right there. Boy.
I'm really low
with his shoes on.
He is mother's favorite, man. Mama's favorite.
Call him the Dilla.
Okay, but yeah, good episode, fellas. Until the next time, man. This is Peas in the Pods. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Every Monday. Tap in every Monday.
On all podcast platforms. Check in. Peas in the Pod. We out this bitch.
birthday, Bo?
Yes, sir.
I definitely got mine. I was trying to wipe them every chance I got.
That was better though.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot better.